I felt like talking about psychics today because it's a big part of one of my hobbies.
Is that right?
Oddly enough. Yeah, no, as an aspiring ghost hunter, it comes up a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's that show, whatchamacallit, some haunted show where the guy pretends to be psychic and he says that he gets
Right, the night vision cameras and everything?
Yeah.
So
that always comes up in arguments where one of the guys who I'll go ghost hunting with will say, yeah, no, psychics are real, and then someone will say, no, they're not. Myself, I don't believe it.
One of the guys you go ghost hunting with doesn't believe in psychics?
Several of us don't.
Really? Wouldn't you? I would think you believe in psychics if you believed in ghosts.
In ghosts.
We don't necessarily believe in ghosts either. That's the thing. That's kind of why you ghost hunt. It's not like hunting deer. You don't know that the deer exists, whereas ghosts, you don't know that they are. You just kind of hope that they do, because otherwise you're throwing away 3 or 4 years of your life.
Yeah, you can't put up a salt lick and have a ghost come.
Exactly. You can't do a ghost call. They don't give you a whistle that you can blow, and then the ghost will come out of hiding.
That sucks. Orville Redenbacher's ghost is on TV.
No, that's his decaying bodies on TV.
I guess he's a mummy. Or he's a, right? No,
he's
zombie.
A zombie.
Zombie. I guess that's the word.
Is that the CGI one?
Yeah, he needs to be transparent to be a ghost, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen that thing?
No, I heard about it on the show.
Yeah, man, it's pretty horrifying. It's down pretty low on the mattstooks.com site, but if you do just a YouTube search of Orville Redenbacher, you'll find it. And then will believe in ghosts, and your mission will be renewed.
Maybe.
You'll at least believe in zombies.
Where do you ghost hunt? Do you ghost hunt up on post?
Everywhere. Like, just this past weekend, we went up to Alma and did that one cemetery.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because there's a decent amount of places they say are haunted or whatever in Kansas.
Yeah, like Stoll or...
Is Stoll still good, though? They bulldozed the church that was there.
Yeah, but if you go there, they said that you got to watch out because the townspeople don't like people going in there.
Yeah, we went up there once during college, and we had been consuming beverages. And we get out of the car, we're getting ready to go do our Stoll thing, and I'm like, I gotta pee. So as I start peeing, a cop pulls up, and I put it away, and amazingly, it let us go. Even though it was fairly obvious that no one should be even close to driving or out there at all.
Right.
Don't drink, kids. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
I learned. I'm better now. I'm trying to pass that knowledge on to other people now. Learn from your
mistakes.
You're
a better person for having drank and drive and gotten away with it.
Exactly.